Voting may be a right for everyone, but for those with vision impairment, casting a ballot privately can be a challenge. State election officials are hoping to change that with the debut of an accessible, tablet-based voting system during tomorrow's primary. I went to a training session in Concord last week where those with vision impairment were using it for the first time and could give feedback. That's where I spoke with David Morgan, president and CEO of the New Hampshire Association for the Blind, to talk about how the new system works and what it means for the state's visually impaired community. So this new system, it's called, you know, One for All, tablet-based voting system. Explain how it works.
So it's a tablet-based system. So there's a keyboard, there's a voice entry, which is not enabled at this point, and there's a tablet that is both a touchscreen, a voice output, and a enter button so that you can listen to the candidates be scrolled. As you hear the candidate you want, you can either press enter or later on, probably for the fall, enter a voice command.
So right now, in the system as in its form that you'll be using on Tuesday, the user puts on a pair of headphones. They hear, as you said, what's on the text on the screen, and they can select exactly what they want. It is confirm. How does it work for them?
Yes. Well, if you're an individual with low vision, you'll be able to see the screen or pinch it smaller or larger so the characters get larger. If you're fully blind, then you'll hear the output. You'll press the keyboard, the enter button, and actually hear it play the selection back at the end before it validates for the ballot coming out of the system in a printer.
But the poll worker is going to hit continue, then it's going to start talking. And everyone has to be patient. And as an example, let's see, the Republican ballot, I believe, has 29 people on it. So when we get to that step, it's going to read them one by one by one with a pause in between.
You can select no more than one candidates. To vote for Edward Sonino, press enter or touch the screen. To vote for Michael A. Steinberg, press enter or touch the screen. To vote for Vermin Supreme, press enter or touch the screen.
Maggie Jesperson from Manchester. I'm blind. I have some light. That's it. I thought it was terrific. But the thing that needs to be fixed before next week is the voice. Because I have a hard time with certain pitches of voices. But the system is unbelievably exciting.
So, David, explain to me the need for the system.
Well, since 2002, with the Help America Vote Act came in, committing to provide accessible and individual and private voting for all. And there are 22,000 citizens in the state of New Hampshire. Many of those are of voting age that have not had full access or privacy in the voting system.
Have other states adopted a system like this?
I believe we're one of the first, if not the first, to fully adapt tablet-based technology. Lots of other states, I believe they have accessible technology, but many folks in this room with visual impairment or who are blind might challenge that notion.
So what are you going to be watching for on Tuesday and the days after? What kind of feedback are you looking for?
I think what we've heard from folks that are using the system already in the demonstrations is that the quality of the voice could be improved. I think there's another level of privacy that the state should commit to providing a fully independent and private voting. And I think the other thing I'm hearing about is the opportunity to vote beyond the state and federal elections. Can folks in their municipalities vote in their local elections? The path to that is not clear yet. I'm hearing some state commitment to work with individual municipalities to create that opportunity, adopt this system. So I think there's great hope that that'll happen, but we haven't heard a plan yet.
So we're looking at step one right
step
now.
Step one, but a critically important step. It's really the first time I think this audience is seeing a fully accessible system that's beginning to serve their individual needs.
My name is Jeff Caron, and I'm from Derry, New Hampshire. I've been blind for 6 years, right? So I'm kind of new at being blind. So I've had the opportunity to vote in several elections, including the presidential election, I think twice now. Now, they used to have this other system, a phone fax system. Every time I went there, nobody knew anything about it. It was broken. They didn't know how to use it. Every single time, I had to have somebody come in the booth with me because the equipment was failed. So, of course, I'm hoping this is going to be an upgrade to that.
My name is Guy Woodland. I live in Concord. I've been visually impaired all of my adult life. I'm a strong advocate for independent voting. So the new system, and I was disappointed this morning to learn, it's going to print out a ballot that has to be read manually as well. So my ultimate goal is to see the new touchscreen technology that is accessible for a person who's blind be able to print a ballot that looks exactly like the ballot that a sighted person completes and can be read and put into the same counting system so that you're fully integrated as a voter. I just hope, I'm 68, I just hope I live long enough to be able to truly have an independent, private, and secret ballot.